In Northwest News from KNKX, European green crabs are an invasive species that can outcompete native shellfish. On the east coast of the U.S., they have been blamed for damaging shellfish harvests and decimating seagrass beds, which are critical habitat for juvenile salmon. Now they've been discovered at Dungeness Spit near Squim on the Olympic Peninsula. More from 88.5 environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
Invasive green crabs are prolific all over the world, but till now had not been discovered at Dungeness. And a small population there seems to be spreading very quickly.
We're at 20 now.
That's Alan Ploys from the Department of Fish and Wildlife. He's the man in charge of fighting aquatic invasive species in Washington State. He says the new number of green crab went from 13 to 20 overnight. 7 were found in the past week. It's not a good sign for native species here, but lots of parties are concerned.
Luckily, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, who manages the Dungeness National Wildlife Refuge, has taken on the brunt of the trapping. We loaned them whatever traps we had, and so they have volunteers that have been assisting them to do the trapping.
His agency is also dealing with intensive monitoring of invasive zebra and quagga mussels right now. Spring is the season when all of these things begin reproducing quickly. But Ploy says, fortunately, there's concern not just from the state and national agencies. Shellfish farmers and tribes are interested and concerned, too. And there's a virtual army of volunteers and citizen scientists to help with monitoring. Their marshal is Emily Grayson. She's with a group called Washington Sea Grant. They've been monitoring the green crab population for several years now.
We're definitely concerned, and we're glad that action is being taken swiftly. But this isn't a time yet to throw up our hands and give up.
The crabs are euthanized after trapping, usually by freezing. Sea Grant's early detection monitoring network now includes 36 sites. People who want to help can visit their crab team website, where the advice for anyone who sees one is to leave it in place and take a photograph, then email or upload it so experts can evaluate it and take the right next steps. Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.